The nomadic Karen Ann is our guest today on the World Cafe. She was born in Israel and as a child grew up shuttling between there and the Netherlands until moving to Paris. And much of her work has been done in Paris and sung in French. She now has a place in New York City as well. So it's hard to say where she's from. We'll talk about her nomadic existence in a bit. But first, here's a song from her latest album, Karen Ann Playing Live. This is called In Your Back.
Come tell me a story to unload your glorious grief. Well, you are the valet of honor and I am a thief. Don't ever mention the stains that you left on my track. How from a beautiful girl I became someone ruined and wrecked. It was all in your back, all in your back. So I spin in the dance of your absence and put on a show. But why do I smile, baby? You of all people should know. The one that you love died a long time ago. You can do me wrong with charity until y'all exhaust your lies and remedies you will, but with your voice and melody. Covered with sin, and I wanna dive in an ocean of pink tourmaline. I've seen the pure souls, they exist and they fly, and I think I could live with it. I know I can now, and you can do me wrong with charity until y'all exhaust your lies and remedies you will, but with your voice and melodies you kill, you kill. Funny how now that I'm not in the palm of your hand, you're still running blindly to save me again and again. But I don't need a friend, no, I don't need a friend. You can do me wrong with charity until y'all exhaust your lies and remedies you will, but with your voice and melodies you kill. And you can do me wrong with charity until y'all exhaust your lies and remedies.
Shall we call it the naked version of In Your Back, the acoustic version of Song of the Sun, Karen Ann's eponymous album. And great song. You know, it's funny. I was listening to you sing that, and a couple questions here. One of them is you said one of the reasons when you write in French is because there's a lot of drama in the French language, but there's a lot of drama in your English writing there, too.
Depends. It's light drama. I think there's nothing absolutely dramatic about... I think it's more... It's always honest, and it's always an emotion I'm familiar with. I'll never write about something I don't know about. I'll be unable to, and it'll bore me. I think it's much more interesting to use experience and emotion and put it into songs, even if you use fiction as the form. You know, you can use other people's stories, but you put in your own personal emotion. And I guess that they seem, you know, drama and poetry go well together. And I think it's a very nice blend, and it's especially... a very good blend for songwriters, because you have you tell a story within 3 minutes, and you try to put the most ingredients inside those 3 minutes, and it comes with syllables, with words, with melodies, with the tone in your voice. When you record, you can add so many more elements and ingredients. I like to use very light and luminous melody if the lyrics are darker, and then I like a darker melody when the lyrics are very light. I need to always find a balance.
And the contrast it sounds great as well. Karen Ann is our guest today on the World Cafe, and she's got a new album, which for the first time is all in English. Is that significant?
My first U.S. release was all in English, not going anywhere. I came to see you.
That's right. Yeah. And Nolita was
Nolita was both, exactly. Yeah. The great thing about English is that it's so musical. You know, French and rock and roll don't go well together.
But French and other styles of songs
absolutely. French goes with bossa nova, with chanson, with any style of melancholic. But rock can be melancholic, and it would blend well together. And my music is melancholic, no matter the language, I guess. But English is great. It's because it's so much spoken, and because it's all over, and because there are so many slangs and styles and ways of saying and ways of telling in English. You just have to find your own. And I guess that people that connect to what you do, they'll understand what you're trying to say.
Whatever language.
Yeah.
What do you want to do next?
I'll do We're Now Ending Then.
Cool.
Send me offshore. It's a cold-blooded war. I can't win. I give in. I give in. In the field of my fight, we can wander all night. Why we have all this love, all this love. You and I, we both run with a nun, loaded gun for the same piece of land, with no endings and but we can change the world. No, we can't change the world. Been done by someone long ago. Send me offshore. There's a bright semaphore calling in every wind, every wind. In the loop of my game, there's a home life to blame, but it's done, and we won what we won. You and I, we were drawn in the break, change the world. No, we can't change the world. It's been done by someone long ago. You and I, we both run with our nun, loaded gun for the same piece of land with no endings and but we can't change the world. No, we can't change the world. It's been done by someone long ago. Send me offshore. She's a cold-blooded war. I can't win. I give in. I give in.
We're No Endings and another one from Karen Ann's new album. She's here playing live for us today on the World Cafe. Well, the way you grew up and the way you live now is kind of unusual for a lot of people. You grew up in kind of, as you put it, table tennising between Netherlands and Israel. And now you sort of do the same, I guess, between a number of countries. I mean, I know you have a place in New York and you have a place in Paris still. Do you meet a lot of people who live like you do?
I do. I meet. I guess that there is something that is really the people who travel and tour and write songs have in common. Before we started the interview, we spoke about a musician who is also a friend, and she's a fantastic songwriter, Dana Kurtz. And we always speak about how we choose a life that is both lonely and full, even if we feel surrounded by love, and we do have love, and we have a home, and we share a life with someone. But we have this whatever people call lonely life on the road, and we're attracted to that sort of living. And constantly being in between places, between point A and point B, and they're never the same two places, and then waking up in a different town, sort of sailors a little bit.
What feels like home?
I guess I carry home with me. I do have a very, very strong attachment to Israel because I was born there, and it's fragile. It's strong and fragile at once, and there are parts of the country that people rarely talk about, that like the north of Israel, which is mostly land and agriculture, and their problems are real, like are beyond the war or the fragile country problems. There are problems of land and rain, and you know it's I feel very attached when I go to spend time there. In a certain time of the year, and we speak about how much it rained and if it had rained enough for the land. And these are problems that I feel attached to much more than the real problems of this country. But and the same things with France. I mean, I feel that every time I go there, I either recognize the difficulties or the lightness of a town architecturally. It's a beautiful, beautiful, attractive city, Paris, but it also has a lot of difficulties. And then it's the same with the U.S. I feel more and more at home when I come here. When I tour here, I feel that, you know, you build a fan base or an audience or whatever when you tour a lot. And the more I come to tour in the U.S., the more I feel that I could be home anywhere. You know, when you're a musician, you have your family or your partners of crime for the night that come and see you on stage, and you have these things, and with the years you start recognizing faces and having, you know, and there's the one who brings you a book every year, and you take that book on the road, and it makes you think, and it takes you in a certain direction, and there's the family that come, and their kids grow, and you see their kids grow. So there's something very special about being on the road and having this... It's a life that you choose to live that has contrarieties to it. I mean, it has some very few difficult things about it, but mostly it makes you feel at home in many, many places, and you just feel very privileged all the time.
But how does a sense of place affect the writing? Does it?
It does, because it affects who you are. It affects the fact that you constantly choose to not belong anywhere, but belong everywhere. You constantly want to be in a place. You know you're going to long for the place when you leave and you go somewhere else, but you know you're going to soon be at home somewhere else, so it's fine.
Karen Ann is our guest today on The Cafe. What would you like to do next?
I'll play It Ain't No Crime. Don't say nothing, I speak the tune. I'll do the lying, you just look through. It ain't no crime, that's what we do. Ain't that what we do? There are no victims, there is no truth. We take their money, they take their youth. It ain't no crime, it's what we do. Ain't that what we do? Won't trade your $1 million smile. Won't let them take your most particular style. But I'd give them something to remember you by. Oh my. A skillful fooling, that's all I have. I promise kisses, but not your love. It ain't no crime, that's what we do. Ain't that what we do? Baby, won't trade your $1 million smile. Won't let them take your most particular style. But I give them something to remember you by. Oh my. Don't say nothing, speak for two. I'll do the lying, you just walk through. It ain't no crime, it's what we do. Ain't that what we do?
That's It Ain't No Crime. Karen Ann is playing live for us today. And I absolutely love one that finishes up the album, or right near the end, is called Between the Flatland and the Caspian Sea. And there's a great choir on here, but there's great horns and some, I'm not even sure what else is in the arrangement, but it's just a beautiful song.
It was so much fun to make. It's one of those songs that you just have fun taking all the texture. And I had Joe Baresi, who mixed the record, also took it a step further, because he brought a very masculine reading of the record. I felt that even in the rock parts of the record, that when I wanted to go I always had to stop at a certain point because I guess that even when I want to go rock, I have a feminine way of producing in somewhat way. And he just took it a step further and he brought another approach, another reading of the record, and it was great. I think he's, especially on a song like Between the Flatland and the Caspian Sea, he really, the way the different ingredients in the song, just the sound is twisted at some point, so it was great fun making the song.
Now, what was that like for you to hear what he did? Were you there in the process, or did he play it for you when he was done?
We did both. I mean, I think that when I produce a record, when I make a record, the mixer is the first person who comes into the project and hears it. So for me, it's very important to choose the one person who understands where I want to go, but also brings their own art to the process. Because I get to a point where I don't know where to go with it. And the reason I thought Joe would be the right person to do it is because I thought, I've heard the work he's done on Lullabies for the Paralyzed of Queens of the Stone Age, and I thought, wow, that sounds amazing. Like there's so much at the rawness, but it was raw but warm at the same time. The rock in this record was really the right form of rock for me. And when he came into the project, the first few days we worked for almost a week together. The mix. The first few days we spoke and everything. And the more time went by, the more he was on his own doing his thing, bringing his own reading and his own artistic choices. It's the only time where I let go. And it's not that I'm a control freak. It's just that I'm so attached to the project that when somebody comes in and gives a reading, I need to be able to let go and hear with fresh ears. And especially when it's when you have such an artist working in the studio, to sometimes just be hands off and let him do his thing, because he does it so well.
Well, this is Between the Flatland and the Caspian Sea.
Some other land and on some other side, Peter Dome was firing on me. I think I might have lost you somewhere in the ride, between the flatland and the Caspian Sea. So many days that I forget my lord, trade the dark for the better side of me. I think I might have told a little bit too much, between the crowd and the weeping willow tree. God knows how much this town has promised me. Lie down, forgive yourself, and cross your heart. Tell you how my love, he soars at heights. He'll wave his wings onto me each and every hour. He'd lift me up when I come back from the fight. And God knows how much this town, God knows how much this town has promised me.
Between the Flatland and the Caspian Sea, finishing up our session with Karen Ann, and our thanks to her for joining us today on The World Cafe. Coming up, music from Devin Sproul. We get back here to The World Cafe.